According to the Potawatomi, the tribe pays the state of Wisconsin about 7% of gross casino revenue from Milwaukee. The Potawatomi say they're negotiating with out-of-state dog and horse tracks to simulcast their races and let customers at the Milwaukee casino place bets. Governor Doyle says if the Potawatomi make more money from off-track betting, the state will get more cash.
They have to pay us a percentage of what they make, so if they make more money, the state gets more money on it.
Off-track betting wouldn't be new in Wisconsin. It's offered at the Oneida Casino in Green Bay and the Ho-Chunk Casino near Baraboo. It's also an option for customers at the Kenosha Greyhound Dog Track, which the Menominee tribe would like to turn into a large casino. Menominee spokesperson Evan Zeppos says off-track betting in Milwaukee would not help the state.
It's a loss of revenue for the Kenosha community and the dog track there. Probably for the state it's a zero-sum game if you go through the addition. But what it also does is it probably more than anything hurts the region, because it'll probably take jobs away at Kenosha. I don't know that it'll add any in the Potawatomi.
The Potawatomi won't disclose its revenue estimates from off-track betting. The move towards parimutuel betting in Milwaukee comes as the Interior Department may finally be close to ruling on the Menominee's plan for Kenosha. Zeppos says if the Kenosha project is okayed, the Menominee would also let gamblers bet on races in other states. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.